Hi Jets fans, welcome to another teaser for the upcoming Jetstream Special Championship Chronicles series. You might recall in the first release that we heard from Joel Griffiths, Matt Thompson and Jason Hoffman. Well, today we're going to hear from three other people that I was fortunate enough to speak with while doing this series. The first person is Jade North. Not only was he the captain that year, but he was also an inaugural player for the Jets. And he spoke to us about his fellow defender, Andrew Durante. He reflects on his contribution to the Jets that year, and also how his departure affected the club. So here he is, Jade North.
No, look, I was probably more than happy than anyone that Dura, you know, he finally overcome some hurdles in his, you know, in his career. You know, I remember he broke his leg the previous time. I was still playing in NSL when he was playing for Parramatta Power, and to overcome two broken legs and to what he's achieved today, you know, you've really got to take your hat off to Dura. And he's such a very humble guy, very likable. Everybody loves him, and you know, he was like the Newcastle culture here. And it was very sad that he had to leave on those terms, because he was, you know, he got player of the grand final. The it was just a bit unfortunate, you know, and to let that whole team crumble like it did. And you look back now, and it has still never recovered.
It was a controversial moment during the 2007-2008 season that has since made itself into Jets folklore that occurred during round 14 against the Mariners. While on paper, it looks like a dour nil-all draw, there was a moment that could have altered the course of the Jets season. I'm of course talking about the sack whack, and we'll hear from Aaron Carney as he talks about that moment.
I love what Joel Griffiths brought to that team. I love the goals. Did he not get 14 goals or something that year? I love what he brought in terms of his pure football prowess, but I loved his white line fever as well. I loved that the dude had the speakers turned up to 11 at all times, and you couldn't dare. It resulted in absolute magical strikes, and it resulted in absolute brain explosions. There are probably four or five that could be chronicled over the course of his career, but the sack whack was right up there. And again, it's one of those things that nobody ever lets you forget. Every time you see a social media battle start, the sack whack gets brought out.
The middle of the season saw the Jets start to struggle for results and left them flirting with the prospect of falling out of the top four. It was a challenge coach Gary Van Egmond hadn't come across during his time with the Jets, and we spoke about the approach that he took with his players in the last snippet that we're going to hear from in this trailer.
I think the most important part for the group was that, and what we try to reiterate with the group, was the fact that, hey, look what you've done. You know, you've done this. So it was twofold. A, you've done this, but you need to do this to maintain that. Or, hey, you've done this, keep on working hard, it's going to come, right? Yeah. And, you know, as a coach, you're always selling. You're selling ideas, you're selling different things, and it's about the players buying that belief, right? And that's what you've got to try to find with the players, to see how they can bring to buy in on that. But they're not stupid, so they can smell it. Are you bullshitting to them? Are they getting it? You know, you've got to be careful with how you want to sell it, because if you sell it and it's false, you're gone, yeah. Right? So again, you know, it was a case of looking at it, and I can't really remember that period too much, but I would have imagined, because I remember we've had a few periods like that where it would have been, you know, what I stated just previously.
Thanks everyone for taking the time to download this trailer, and I really hope that you've enjoyed what you've heard today. Be on the lookout for more as we work our way towards the release of the full Championship Chronicles series starting in November. Until next time, go the Jets.